at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
And welcome back to Dublin Jerome High School. At the break, it is Watterson 14, Jerome 14. Glad to have you aboard for the highlighter here at halftime in week number 9. Joined now by Deacon Chris Campbell, the principal at Bishop Watterson. And Dr. Campbell, how are you today, sir?
Great to be here, Randy. It's a beautiful night. And this is a great football game.
It is week number 9, and we're over 70 degrees at kickoff. Do you believe it?
I'm loving every second of it. This is awesome.
And are you loving what you see in the first half? Your offense has really come a long way.
Yeah, they really have. You know, this is really a new offense for us this year. And takes a while to get used to that for the kids and coaches and all. And I think the kids really start gelling. We really saw that last week against St. Charles, starting to put it together. It's a little late in the season maybe for all that, and a little too late for the playoffs. But we're definitely it's a different offense than we've run in years, actually.
So many great things going on at Watterson right now. Talk about the alumni mentoring program to start things off. What is that all about?
Yeah, we had one of our alums, Andrew Ferraro, who came to us with this whole idea of getting a mentoring program for our graduates. And really, Watterson people taking care of Watterson people. So we're a family. We feel like we're a family, and families take care of each other. So what we're doing is we're asking our alums and parents of alums in all walks of life to be mentors to not so much our high school kids, especially those kids that are in college and just getting out of college. You know, they may think they're interested in the law profession or nursing or whatever it may be. And we're asking these folks to mentor them, and it's a little bit of a commitment on their part. We're asking for about an hour a month, and each person kind of do it for a year. And so we've had we just had a meeting last night with some mentors that are interested in it. They're excited about doing it, and we just got to get some of the message out to our community so we can get some mentees in there that can use these valuable resources.
Let's talk about some of the recent alumni then, the class of 2017. Talk about college scholarships and maybe service hours.
Our kids do a tremendous amount of service, and we require some service from our students, but so many of them go above and beyond that. And, many of these kids have 800 hours of service over and above their requirement. And And that's on top of all the other things, you know, that they're doing, playing sports and band and working and doing all those kind of things. So
there's a lot going on right now at Bishop Waterson. There's a fall open house that's just around the corner as well, too, right?
We do. We have a fall open house coming, and that's November 19th. It's a Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3:30, and it's really, to put it bluntly, that's our dog and pony show. We have all of our teachers there, all of our coaches, club moderators, everybody there. And everybody can, the school's opened up. You can come. It's truly an open house. If you want to come for 10 or 15 minutes, you can do that. You can stay, talk to anybody you want. We have our students giving tours. You can ask questions of them, ask any questions of the teachers. So, we're very excited about that.
So that is Sunday, November the 19th from 1 to 3.
Right.
Actually, 1 to 3:30 of the extended times over there off of Cook Road,
yep,
correct?
That's
right.
Correct.
And finally, just quickly about some of the courses being offered right now at Bishop Waterson, if you will.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. In recent years, we've had a lot of students that have expressed interest in business. And so we've really expanded our business program. And some of that came, we built a business lab. And it's got a stock ticker in there and the whole nine yards. And it's really designed like a business office would be. And, we have entrepreneurship classes, microeconomics, macro accounting, you name it. And we keep adding programs. We did a business management that's really kind of a leadership course that we just added this year. And, we have kids are flocking to our business program.
And finally, if people want more information about Bishop Waterson, a website or a phone number they can go to?
Sure. You can always, you Google Bishop Waterson and you'll get the website, www.bishopwaterson.com. And you can call the school at 614-268-8671. And anybody that, you can always ask for me.
Can we?
Sure.
I could ask for you?
You can ask for me.
You won't answer, but I can ask for you.
I'll pick that phone up right away.
Parents in Partnership is something we'll touch on next time. There's your cliffhanger.
Very good.
You'll be back next week.
I'll be back next week over on Carl Road as we take on the Stallions.
Will you wear different uniforms or not?
The numbers are hard to read.
Could you put duct tape outlines on them?
They're new uniforms this year, and they're really slick looking, but they're hard from up here.
Well, Deacon Chris Campbell, thanks so much for your time. Talk to you in
Thank
7 days.
Thank you very much.
Here at halftime, the Celtics and Eagles knotted at 14. Ryan and Lee will talk about games from elsewhere in the first half of week number 9. We're tied at 14. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
This is Bobby Dawes from Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better. During the Jeep Celebration event, save up to $9,000 on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee. Or celebrate Ram Power Days by taking up to $14,500 off a new 2017 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals.
If you are a college-bound student looking for a school that will allow you to explore and grow in your Catholic faith, discover Ohio Dominican University. Attend our preview day on November 4th to explore Ohio Dominican's in-demand majors and early admission programs into graduate and medical school, and find out how ODU's education, grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, can help you connect your passion with God's purpose for your life. Register for our November 4th preview day at ohiodominican.edu/preview.
Ganem Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganem Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganem Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanemMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganem Medical, GanimMedical.com.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
What a contest we've got tonight in the CCL football game of the week. At the half, Watterson and Dublin Jerome locked up at 14 apiece. Hello, everyone, back in the AM 820 studios. Ryan Baker, and I'm glad to be joined after a week off by the guru, Lee Cochran. Lee, it's good to have you back. And what's your thoughts on the first half here? Watterson hanging tough with Jerome.
Yeah, you said that before. You know, it's been a tough campaign for Watterson, but they've, you know, they're playing their hearts out right now. And you got a Jerome team who, you know, needs this to, you know, to stay in the playoff hunt. So it's going to be quite an interesting second half, you got to think. And I'll be honest, I'm really surprised, you know, when you and I were talking, you said, I think Watterson can hang close. You know, I just kind of scoffed at you. But boy, oh boy, you know, you've proven to be right, at least through the first half.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know what it was. It was just a feeling I got. I think Watterson is a better team than their 2-6 record here. Obviously, they've played the toughest schedule in the state of Ohio in Division III. I just feel that they were a little better. They're as healthy as they've been all year at a time when most teams are not healthy. And I just wasn't sure about Jerome. I know Jerome's three losses are very good losses to Orange, to North, and to Bradley, three of the best teams in the area. No question about that. But I just thought Watterson was going to be able to hang tough here with them. And when they got that first score, I think that really will help the confidence and the mindset in this one.
Yeah, and if you remember at the beginning of the year when Watterson lost that opener, we talked and said Watterson could be better this year than last year, but may not have the record to prove it because of that schedule. And, you know, unfortunately for the Eagles, that has, you know, proved to be true.
Yeah, it's a very tough schedule for them. But again, they're healthy now, they're playing good, and they're tied up at 14 here in week 9 of the CCL football game of the week. Let's get you up to date on what the other Catholic teams in the area are doing. They are at the half up in Canton. Hartley has a 14-13 lead over Hoover. I know Coach Birchfield, Lee, was worried about this one because of that Hoover offense. I thought Hartley would be able to score a little more, though, but it sounds like Hartley's had a couple turnovers. I know they had a snap on a punt that went awry that led to a Hoover touchdown here. Good ball game going on.
Yeah, well, you know, all of Hoover's losses have been by 8 points or fewer. So you know they're a pretty good team. They've won a couple in a row, so they've built that confidence. But on the other side, Hartley had that big win over DeSales last week. And, you know, that's tough. Coach Birchfield had to get these kids back up again. It's not a rival, you know. And, you know, these kids see it's a 4-4 record for North Canton Hoover coming into the game. And, you know, thinking, hey, we knocked off DeSales, you know, somebody we haven't beaten for the last couple of years. You know, we might be able just to, you know, cruise a little bit. But, you know, I Coach Birchfield is too knowledgeable to let this go on. If that, in case it was the case, I mean, he'll have these guys ready in the second half, and I would expect them to come home with another win.
Yeah, looking like they left 14-13 lead at least for the Hawks at the half there. DeSales has to win tonight if they want any hopes of getting into those Division III playoffs. Not looking good for them at the half. They were down 21-0 with 2 seconds left, though. Cole Silvestri punches one in to cut that lead to 21-7. Maybe a little momentum for DeSales heading into the second half. But Wynton Woods is a really good team.
Yeah, they're very good. They lost to Elder in overtime last week. But we've seen DeSales in this position a couple times before this year and said, you know, hey, they got a little momentum right there at the end of the half. They're down a couple scores and, you know, ended up just not playing well in the second half. But there's a sense of urgency, and I'm sure Coach Wiggins is going to tell him, you know, and you might not even need to tell him. He obviously doesn't need to, but I'm sure they'll talk about, you know, that this is a season right now. Yeah, and I mean, who would have thought it at the beginning of the year? Because all we talked about was with Hartley moving up to Division III. Oh my goodness, we get to see these teams play twice. It never crossed our minds, not once, that that one of these two teams would not make the playoffs.
Well, and the funny thing was, especially after week one, when you looked at the Hartley schedule and they didn't get that win against Toledo Central Catholic, the thought was maybe if one of these teams didn't make it, it was going to be Hartley. I don't think there was ever the thought that it was going to be DeSales, but, I mean, just the tough every tough game DeSales has had, they've come up short on the wrong end.
Yeah, and that's pretty tough, but you're exactly right, because when we were talking about Hartley after that opening week, we were like, you know, they lose again to the wrong team, DeSales. You know, they might be on the outside looking in. And, you know, Coach Birchwood even said that before last week's game. You know, there's a ton of points riding on this game. And, you know, it was a playoff game. It's a rivalry game. You know, and it's what you want. But, yeah, you know, it's too bad, because I think everybody would love to see another Hartley DeSales game.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any doubt that the two best teams in that region are Hartley and DeSales, and one of them being the Stallions may not get in. But they have a second half here to try to punch that ticket. Maybe the surprise of the night to me here, Lee, is that Reedy is losing to Whitehall right now by a score of 24-0. The Rams dominating the Silver Knights. You mentioned with the huge win, the chance of a letdown after with the Hartley and DeSales. Maybe the same thing with Reedy, as they had that huge comeback last week beating London. Maybe the same thing here.
Well, yeah, and you look at two things here, though. Whitehall's playing for its playoff life. Yeah, you know, they have to win this week and next week. And let's not forget, Reedy is a Division 5 team playing Whitehall, a Division 2 team. I mean, that's stepping up quite a bit. Now, it's not something, I mean, it's something that Reedy has done, and, you know, in years past, Hartley's done. I mean, DeSales has done it, playing Division 1 schools. But, you know, you can't lose sight of that fact that it's a Division 5 team moving up to play a Division 2 team. I mean, it's kind of like a light heavyweight going in to take on a heavyweight boxer. You know, you're at a disadvantage.
Yeah, the nice thing for Reedy, though, they're firmly entrenched there in the Division 5 playoffs right now, being the third seed in computer points in their region. So the Silver Knights, I don't think if they do lose this one, it's going to hurt them very much.
No, it's not, and it's going to help them. I mean, you know, we listened to, you know, Hartley run up and down in the second half on Reedy, just wore him down. But, you know, they grew from that game, you know, and that's what you hope. You hope to come out, you know, without injuries in these kind of games. You know, you want to win. Let's be honest. You want to win. But if, you know, it isn't going your way, it still helps you. I mean, how many times we've seen Newark Catholic do that? You know, play schools, you know, two, three, sometimes four divisions above them. And you know, they would be 6-4 going into the playoffs. And you're looking at them like, hey, that's a team to beat. I mean, if anybody's battle-tested. I mean, we talked, even last year, we talked to Coach Birchfield about that. He you know, he said, hey, we played some very, very good teams. You know, he doesn't build a schedule to go 10-0. He builds a schedule to be playing in Week 15. And that's a difference. That's a big difference.
Absolutely, and Reedy definitely could do some damage in those Division 5 playoffs. St. Charles had an uphill battle tonight. Regardless of if they had everyone or not, they have 10 players out tonight, and they trail LaSalle 28-3 at the half. Not sure what the Cardinals were going to do in this one anyway against the three-time defending Division 2 state champs. Actually, maybe a little surprised it's this close.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I was going to say. You kind of took it away from me there. I'm kind of surprised it's this close. But, you know, Coach Jacoby, you know, it's been a tough season. It's been a tough couple seasons. But, you know, if they can hang, and I don't know that, you know, the score, what it is now, is really hanging with them. And, you know, very few coaches talk about moral victories. But if they can, you know, kind of keep it within reason, I mean, that is something to be a little bit proud of, especially, as you said, with how decimated they are.
Mm-hmm. That East Side battle looming for them, too, with Hartley next week to wrap up the season. You talked about Newark Catholic and the tough schedule they always play. They've done that this year. They've battled injuries. It has not been the best year for Newark Catholic. They are in a dogfight with Heath right now, tied up at the half, 0-0. And, of course, tomorrow night, Fisher Catholic takes on 7-1 Harvest Prep. Fisher Catholic with three wins in a row on the season. Some other big matchups here in Week 9, Lee. And, again, some of these big matchups living up to the billing. Pickerington North in Lancaster. Pickerington North scores two touchdowns late in the first half to take a 28-21 lead. The Gales are just giving these Pickerington schools all they can handle this year.
Well, let's not forget, Lancaster's won the last three against Pickerington North. So I don't know that we can really be surprised. And Lancaster, another team. You know, they're 4-4 right now. They win. They're going to have a big showdown with Reynoldsburg next week. You know, probably winner might get in the playoffs. They lose, they're done. Yeah, so this is the exciting part, you know, where these games, you know, almost every game we've talked about has had playoff implications. Yeah. And that, whether it's somebody trying to get in or somebody trying to get a home game, you know, and that's the fun thing. But you look at, you know, Pickerington North, firmly in the playoffs. There's no doubt whatsoever. Lancaster, you know, you get a little fight now. You know, you gotta win this game.
The other Pickerington school, you mentioned Reynoldsburg. Pickerington Central playing Reynoldsburg tonight. It's all Tigers so far, 34-0 in that one. Huge battle in the City League, Lee, and Marion Franklin, they just went to half. They've got a 28-24 lead over Walnut Ridge. This one going to go a long way to deciding that City League South.
Yeah, and if Marion Franklin can win, they'll play Columbus South next week, so they'd probably win that game, so they'd clinch a share. And Marion Franklin, look, you know, they're both real good stories, Walnut Ridge and Marion Franklin. I mean, you know, Walnut Ridge hasn't been to playoffs since 2009, and Marion Franklin, I mean, they were the toast of the City League, had been won 11 straight City League titles, been in the playoffs 11 straight years, and then the last 2 years they struggled, you know, and Coach Halfley has them back to where they're playing Red Devil football. They had to adjust. They don't have the numbers like they used to. They used to roll out 60, 70 kids. They've got about 40 on the roster now. He said, we've had to adjust. It took us a little time to do it. But they're really playing, you know, the football that we expect out of Marion Franklin.
Huge one in the Licking County League tonight as 8-0 Licking Valley takes on 7-1 Granville. They are tied at 14. And then, Lee, you talked about, we were talking earlier, I told you I thought Watterson was going to play good tonight. I also told you I thought Olentangy Liberty would beat Olentangy Orange. That is not the case right now, as the Pioneers have a 17-6 lead over the Patriots.
Well, it was 17-0, so Liberty, as we know, likes to can make a little comeback. But Orange, you know, they're looking for their, you know, first unbeaten regular season in school history, something Hillier Bradley's one game from doing too. So, you know, and it's you know, I was looking at this game, and you look at it and you think, okay, Orange is probably the better team, but when you get in these rivalry games, man, there's just something different about it. And even though it is an 11-point margin, I figure this game's going to get close.
This little 3-week round robin they've had in Olentangy has definitely been fun. Three very good teams they have up there, with the fourth coming next year as well. Guys, don't forget, get all of the area scores tonight and hear from the coaches. Lee and I will be back. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. You want to be a part of the show? Go ahead and send us a tweet and send us your score at AM 820 Scoreboard. You can also get all the scores throughout the night on our website, AM820scoreboard.com. Can Watterson pull off the upset? It's 14-14. They're tied with Jerome at the half of our CCL football game of the week. Second half action heading your way next.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.